You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I'm going to bring you a word tonight that I'm so excited about it. It's already been talked about tonight here. You need this word. We're looking at words to live by, and thus far we've covered the word kindness. We've covered the word forgiveness. We've covered the word correction, contentment, love, faith, second coming. Tonight is of utmost importance. I got a received a text before church tonight, and a man about 10 years younger than I am, he's dying tonight, and he said, "The fight is over. I'm going home." And he's excited about going home. "The fight is over. I'm going home." Amen. You know, that man, if he is going home tonight, looks like it is. That man, he needs this word tonight. He's got to have it. There are many of you that received such disappointing word this week. You're just disappointed with the doctors. We've had some with the doctors this week. It's been very disappointing. Some with your job. Some with your marriage, whatever. Some with a wandering son or daughter. You need this word tonight. You cannot live your life. The older I become, I believe this is the most, I'm being careful how I say this. I believe this is the most important word in my life. I believe that's what it is tonight. I want to have you go through introduction, a lot of scripture with me tonight. Then I'm going to pull it all together. You've got to have this word tonight. I want you to turn with me, if you will, to that word in 1 Chronicles chapter 5. And then I'm going to take you over to Psalms so you get prepared to turn. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. We have that the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, they were going to war. And the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 5, verse 18, "The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh, valiant men, able men to bear the buckler, the sword, shoot with the bow, skillful in war, about 440,703 that went out to war. They made war with the Hagarites, with Jethor, and the Nephesh, and Nobad, and they were helped against them. The Hadarenes were delivered into the hand, and delivered into the hand were them, and they cried unto the Lord in the battle, and he entreated of them." Will you read this last line with me? Ready? Begin. "Because they put their..." The older I get, I know I need this word, trust. Trust is total confidence in God.
Amen.
God's never made a mistake. God knows the date. God knows your date, the date you're going to die. God knows the date I'm going to die. God knows all about that. I don't have to worry about the date I'm going to die, because I'm going to die the date that God has planned. That's where I'm going to die. I don't have to worry about this church. I don't have to worry about my life. I don't have to worry if the doctor says this Friday, "Jack, you have cancer." I don't have to worry about that. "I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him." And God says the word trust. I believe, I might be wrong, but I believe trust is perhaps the most important word in your life, in my life right now. I asked Brother Alvin to sing that song. It's in our songbook tonight. "I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my needs. He is my stronghold." I can trust him tonight. You can trust them. You can put total confidence. I mean, not 80% confidence. You can put 100% confidence in God. Go to the book of Psalms, please, by way of introduction. Psalms chapter 20. Psalms chapter 20. I want you to read verse number 7 with me as you get to Psalm 20. And then we'll go to Psalm 25. Psalm 20, you have it there? Psalm chapter 20, verse number 7. Are you ready? Psalm, I see you turn, there you go. Psalm 20, verse number 7. Ready? Begin. Some trust in chariots. You can trust in your armament, you can trust in your ability, you can trust in your brains, you can trust in all these things, but you can't, but that's going to be very, very fruitful in your life. You can trust Jesus. Look at chapter 25. Chapter 25. Let's read verse number 2 together. Chapter 25, verse 2. Got it there? 25, 2. Ready? Begin. My God. Psalm 25, Psalm 37, we sing that Psalm 25. Oh my God, I trust in thee, let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. You can trust God. You can trust God with that, I didn't read the article, I saw the headline that the quarterback, I think he's from the Dallas Cowboys, and his bride-to-be, 1 month from their wedding, they broke up. Well, I don't know if he's a Christian, but he can trust God. His heart might be broken, her heart might be broken, they both might be broken. I don't know what's going on there, I have no idea what's going on, but you can trust God. You can just trust God. Look at Psalm 37, please, verse number 5. Ready? Psalm 37, verse 5. Ready? Begin. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Psalm 56. Psalm 56, turn there, please. Remember the 56 Chevy I had up here? And we memorized verse number 3. Psalm 56, verse 3. You forgot about the 56 Chevy, didn't you? I could tell you did. But we had the 56 Chevy. 56, verse number 3. Ready? Begin. What time I'm afraid. How about verse 4? Ready? Begin. How about verse 11? Ready? Begin. You can't be afraid what man's going to do. Some in this room are going to be served with a lawsuit. You can't be afraid what man's going to do. What's the worst they could do? Take everything you have? I mean, they might do that. But you're going to go and God's going to let you live. So I can't face life. I've lost everything. No, you can face life, child of God. You can trust God. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 62, verse number 8. 62, you're doing great. Introduction here. You're doing wonderful. Psalm 62, verse number 8. Ready? Begin. Trust in Him at all times. You can trust God. Look at Psalm 118. We're going to turn to the middle verse in the Bible. This is the middle verse in the Bible. I wonder what God's going to tell us in the middle verse. Chapter 118, verse number 9. Here's what God says. Chapter 118, the middle verse, verse number 9. Ready? Begin. Turn back with me to Isaiah, please, chapter 12. As you turn to Isaiah, I don't know if I'll have you turn that much more, but we know, as you turn in there, we know Proverbs 3, 5. Don't we know Proverbs 3, we know 5 and 6, but let's just quote verse 5 together. Ready? Begin. Trust in the Lord and lean not. You know what God wants for the Spanish department? He wants you to trust Him. What God wants for the Chinese department, He wants you to trust Him. What God wants for the Indian department, He wants you to trust Him. What God wants for the Filipino department, God wants you to trust Him. What God wants for the deaf ministry, He wants you to trust Him. God wants for the elementary, the high schoolers, the college, God wants you to trust Him.
Amen.
I'll never forget when I talk about it all the time to college students, that day in about February when I decided, during the night, Bill left school. And the next morning, Gary from my home church said, I'm leaving school. And I made the decision, I'm going to the first hour class, I'm going to pack up and I'm leaving. I am going to Vietnam. I'm going to be a Marine. I'm done. I was a sophomore in college. I'm done with this Bible college stuff. And as I always did, I went to my music theory 3 class. I came home, I came back to my room. I had a big room, 50-some guys in there, but they're all in class. It was my free hour. And I went there, and every day for 1 hour, I spent time in the Word of God in prayer. And I said, I'm leaving today, but I want to read my Bible and pray just like I always do. And I got to Jeremiah 12:5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And I wrote my Bible, if I can't make it here in college, I'm not going to make it in Vietnam. There would have never been this church. You know, it was less than 40 days later, I got the letter to this day, 54 years ago, I think the letter came, maybe 55 years ago, from your dad. And he said, Jack, I want you to come and be our janitor and be our music director. I'll pay you $25 a week. You can finish your schooling. You drive the 90 miles back. And believe it or not, gas was only 19 cents a gallon. I paid the gas, and I didn't really make any money. But I got the ministry. And I almost missed it by 40 days. I almost missed it. I almost quit college. But I decided I was going to trust God.
Amen.
And my life has always been changed because that day that I said, I'm going to trust God Almighty.
Yes.
Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah 12, D.L. Moody, the great preacher of the day, died in 1899, age I believe 58, died very young. And Moody said, my favorite verse is Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah 12:2, my favorite verse. Read it, please. Ready, begin.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is my salvation.
The date was June 25th, 1865. Lincoln had not yet been shot. He was alive. And on that date, J. Hudson Taylor had the anguish of his heart. He was a great, great missionary. He was 33 years of age. And he was so concerned and so bothered over a decision he had to make. And he wrote in his Bible on that date, worry is over. I will trust God. That's where God wants you. God doesn't want you worry. God doesn't want you upset. God doesn't want you on pills to uppers and downers and alcohol. That's not going to be the answer. God wants your trust. I can trust Jesus. I think of the song that's found on page 277 in our song book. It was 1887, the year my grandfather was born. Brockton, Massachusetts, and I've been to Brockton. Have you been to Brockton, Massachusetts? I've been there in a meeting years and years and years ago. Brockton, Massachusetts, there was a young Christian stood up. He was just a young Christian. It was a preacher's meeting like we had here last week. And he stood up, I want to say it was a Tuesday morning. I believe it was a morning session. And he stood up and he said, I'm a new Christian. I don't know how to do this Christian life thing. You know the story. He said, I'm a new Christian. I don't know how to do this Christian life thing, but I'm just going to trust and obey.
Glory.
Towner was in that meeting, the music director of Moody Bible Institute, 1887. Trust and obey. He said, that's a song. He went home and immediately wrote, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. and with all who will trust and obey. Sing that chorus. Trust and obey. But to
trust and obey.
D.L. Moody felt so impressed to go back to London. He went to London first time and had great revival meetings. And they lasted for weeks. And he said, I feel like God wants me to go back. He began to pray about a music director, and he prayed for Ira Sankey to go with them. Ira Sankey was in desperate need of money. And he had a huge, which today won't be anything, but it was a huge offer to write some music for a music company, secular and Christian. And Ira Sankey just battled that decision. I need this money. Moody said he can't even pay me a dime. I need this money. God, I've got to stay home. I've got to, and he earnestly prayed. And he prayed. And Ira Sankey, born on my birthday, Ira Sankey was a man of God. And Ira Sankey said, God, I'm going to trust you.
Amen.
That's all he said, I'm going to trust you. And he went to London, and they had scores of people saved. And literally, that's what propelled his ministry. Great songwriter, and became well known with D.L. Moody and traveled with Moody. I want you to understand today, the most important word in your life today is to trust.
Amen.
Get up tomorrow morning and say, I'm going to trust you, God.
Amen.
Jesus, how I trust you. How I proved him. Or simply trusting every day, trusting through the stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by, trusting here, him whatever be tied, trusting Jesus, that is all. You can just trust God. I can have confidence. God has never made a mistake.
Amen.
And if he doesn't make a mistake, whatever happens in your life is by divine appointment. Whatever happens in my life is by divine appointment. You know, I don't know what God's doing in your life. But I guarantee it, most of you are going through trials. That's part of life. And that's part of the end times. As we get closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus, there'll be pestilence, there'll be trials, there'll be wars, there'll be rumors of wars. There'll be son against dad and dad against son. There'll be all of these things. The Bible tells us that, Matthew 24. I don't know what you're going to have to trust God for tonight. But you're going to have to trust God.
Amen.
My dear friend that's dying tonight, he's young. He's gone through sorrows with life, with his marriage. He's gone through sorrows with his grown children now, all educated in Christian school, all turned their back on God. He's alone in life, one kidney. He's on dialysis. He's just on a breathing machine tonight. He's on a ventilator tonight. But he said, the fight is over, Brother Treiber. I'm going home. And what he's saying, I can trust Jesus. I can trust that this is the day appointed. Tomorrow's the day appointed. Now, Friday's the, whatever day it is, what God's going to take him, it's the day appointed. Trust is I can have confidence, not in my boss, not in horses, not in my lands, not in my bank account, not in the government. I can't have trust, but I can have trust in God.
Amen.
In God, we say on our currency, in God we trust. It doesn't say in Allah we trust. It says in God we trust. It doesn't say in Confucius we trust. In God we trust. It doesn't say in drugs we trust, in medicine. My wife and I, we watch these reruns of Andy Griffith and all of them, and we're watching them all the time. And then they always come on. All their commercials are all about medicine. Have you figured that? And for depression, I heard one last night. For depression, you need to take this. Side effects. suicide, number one. They're taking it because they're suicidal, number one. Suicide, heart congestion, stroke, high fevers, rashes. I mean, they went on for about, they had about 25 side effects. I thought, why would you want to do that?
Amen.
When you can just trust God.
Amen.
I don't know what medicine you're on. I'm not telling you to get off it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you can trust God. Number one, I want you to write it down. We're out of time. But number one, trust in the Lord.
Yep.
Write it down. Psalm 25, verse 2. Proverbs 3, 5. I can trust God.
Amen.
We read those verses. I can have confidence in God. Secondly, trust in God when you're afraid. Psalm 56, 3. My dad was in the, you've heard this, so I won't go into the, my dad was in the hospital, had a stroke. And I knew my mom would be a basket case, but she wasn't. I held my hand over my dad's body to my mother in the hospital room. My mother died last week, it was on the 4th, 11 years ago. And my dad will die next Tuesday, 9 years ago. And I remember, I said to Mom, "You'll be okay, Mom." And she said, "Your dad read me Psalm 56, verse 3 this morning. I don't have to be afraid. I can trust God." It really surprised me that she was so still about it. I can trust God. I don't know what's got you so overwhelmed, but it's out of your hands. Only God can do something. And so number one, trust in the Lord. Number two, trust in God when you're afraid. I don't know. The older I get, I don't really fear. I think I had a lot of fear in my heart growing up and in pastoring this church. But I don't fear. I'm not afraid. I know people say things and attack things and all. I'm not afraid. Whatever they want to do, they can do. Because God's in control of everything.
This is his
church. And God's in control of it.
Amen.
I'm not going to worry about it. We have such huge financial needs right now. You know about the roof over at the other property, the finishing of the payment of the house here by the month of May, the school, the college, the indebtedness, all of that. Huge, huge. We need probably about $1.25 million. See, are you worried about it? I don't spend any time awake at night, sleep. I'm not awake over, I'm nervous. God is always for 50 years taking care of it.
Amen.
It just always has. And he uses this one and this one and people I don't even know. God, I don't know how God's gonna handle this, but he's going to.
Amen.
You can just take, I had faith and you did too. We had half of the money, of the $3 million, we had $1.5 million to start that front, $3 million front. Every pastor came and said, "It is breathtaking to see the front of that property." And in 5.5 months, we need to raise another $1.5 million. And I said, "Folks, I don't know how. I have no inkling of anybody sending money in." But I said, we're going to, on the Sunday we dedicate, we're going to have all the money. You just watch, we'll have it.
Right.
And Brother Sly knows because the Sunday came and we had all the money in. I can trust God.
Amen.
And I need to trust him for your sake. And Dad, you need to trust God for your wife's sake. She needs to see a man of God trusting God, fasting, praying. My wife and I were talking about this on the way to church tonight. I think that we got some folks with great needs. And she goes, "Some of God just have to fast and pray and seek God's will." I want to say, number one, trust in God. Secondly, trust when you're afraid. And thirdly, let me say this. Trust God's word.
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 42, "I will trust in thy word."
Amen.
Trust the Word of God. Don't trust your own strength. Psalm 44, verse 6. Psalm 49, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 120, verse number 7. Don't trust in your strength and your might and your education, your ability. You can trust God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, friend, tonight, compared to many of you, I'm an old man. I know that. But I tell you, I've lived a long life trusting God. I can trust Him. I know He's got it all in control. I don't know what He's going to take us through. I don't know what He's going to take me through. But if He takes us through hard times, it's His will. That's His will. If He takes us through good times, that's His will.
Amen.
If He takes me through chemotherapy, that's His will.
Amen.
Whatever God wants to do with my life, Lord, is yours to control.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to control it. I believe the most important word, I might be wrong, but in your life tonight is this word trust. You're going to have to trust God. Our Father, I want to thank you so very much for this great crowd of people. I thank you that the Spanish come over on Wednesday night. Lord, it's just such a joy to see them. I thank you for their spirit. I thank you for their love for thee. Thank you for Brother Gutierrez, all he's doing. Thank you for the pastor's conference they enjoyed. And we enjoyed over here. God, help us to trust you, confidence in you. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. I can trust Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.